Radio Network.
Who is the Macho Man Randy Savage? And when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Why are you laughing like a hyena?
Oh, yeah.
I love the liner from the studio that came through in the clutch.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
The Macho Man and the Nacho Man side by side.
Whatever.
Well, we got basketball on the brain. It's that b-ball time of year. March Madness, the greatest sporting event of all sporting events.
Not true.
Takes place today. We got two games tonight.
Not true.
We do.
Well, no, the two games today may be, but it's not the greatest sporting event.
What's the greatest sporting event?
I've told you numerous times.
Don't. Jousting?
The NCAA tournament is the number one sporting event.
Behind wrestling.
The wrestling NCAA tournament is the best.
That's what you think.
It is what I think.
But basketball is superior to wrestling in every way. Radio silence is not a good thing, Randy Harris.
Pull it together, Randall. Let's go. I'm just trying to decide if I want to hit you upside the head with the shovel.
Come on. NCAA March Madness. There's nothing like it. There's no greater sport on the planet than March Madness. Basketball.
I disagree. In my opinion, the greatest sporting event is the NCAA wrestling tournament.
When did you watch the last one?
Last year.
Did you?
I watch it every year.
When did you go to one?
I've never been to one.
Now, that's all we have to do.
First of all, there is no we.
There is a we.
Well, no, because I'd have to get you a credential, and I won't do that.
I'll just bring pizzas. I'll get in.
Okay. Go to a pizzeria, wherever it is. Buy some pizza.
Does it travel? Like, is it like the March Madness that is always up in like the same?
I honestly don't know. I put on ESPN and I watch it.
I remember we talked about going to one in Minnesota. I thought it was in Minneapolis a couple years ago. But I don't know if it changed like locations year to year.
That is one of my bucket lists. I want to do that. I want to go to a World Cup final. I think that would be pretty epic.
That's where Bo Nickel came from, the UFC superstar. Came from
where I wouldn't say he's a superstar yet.
He's gonna be.
Well, like,
they're putting the money behind him, they're backing him, they're promoting him.
Well, I disagree.
UFC does that.
I don't think they've promoted him that much. They even made him stay in the Dana White Contender Series an extra fight, which most people thought was ridiculous. So I don't think that's necessarily babying him. They gave him a decent fighter for his first fight. Him being on the main card, maybe a little iffy. I think it would have been better, but he could be. He could be a real deal. How about John Jones leapfrogs back to the number one pound-for-pound fighter?
I mean, the greatest of all time belongs to being number one, doesn't he? Like, shouldn't he just get it out of automatic respect for what he's done, what he did?
Well, the ironic thing is he was on the list when he hadn't fought in 3 years, too.
That's true.
Which the rules state, supposedly, you know, if you haven't fought within a year, you're not eligible. It all comes down to July. It all comes down to July, yes.
That's it.
If he beats Stipe, which many people think he will.
For sure.
Then he will be. And he is now. He is the GOAT now. And even if he loses to Stipe, I don't necessarily know if that changes it, you know, but.
I think it does. I think it changes, tarnishes it a bit if he loses to Stipe. I mean, I know Stipe is the greatest champion that's ever been the heavyweight champion.
I don't believe that either.
That's what they say.
Well, they. Who's they? Well, it's like you saying something.
That's what they say.
Well, they might be wrong. And it's an opinion. All of that is an opinion. Who's the greatest baseball player of all time? You're right, Pete Rose. But most people would not agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
If you could start a baseball
team. Pete Rose is definitely the best baseball player.
If you could start a baseball team, right, who would you start with?
Oh, Pete Rose. Because you want the guy with the hustle. You want the guy that's going to give you everything you got.
No, I'm listening.
No, I mean, that's who you want to start your team with because you got to build the nucleus around that guy.
It's not necessarily the hustle that you're bringing Pete Rose. It's everything else and the hustle. You don't start with the hustle with Pete Rose. I mean, Pete Rose was almost guaranteed to get on base.
Yeah, he always got a hit.
Pete Rose was almost guaranteed to punch your mother in the face.
Guaranteed.
Run over his best friend, whatever always. It took. And that's what I want.
Take people out of all-star games. Like
best friend.
It's
not just that he took somebody out.
Yeah, I would start with Pete Rose and then Martha Stewart. So I'd have some inside trading and then place bets on baseball.
See, she always got to be so stupid.
That's what I'm building my team around.
All right. Well, then my team would be better because I would go with a real ball player.
Oh, you think who's tougher than Martha Stewart?
On the baseball field?
On anything. She went to prison.
Just because she knows how to take a match, a rope, and a T-shirt and figure out how to get out of jail doesn't mean I want her on the baseball
team.
She will
steal your home and then decorate it. Come on. That's good. That was clever. I made that all. I made that up.
It's not. It's not.
I thought it was funny.
Other news that came out, I don't know if you saw this, Dan Hardy has joined the PFL.
Dan Hardy.
So the PFL is doing stuff over in Europe. BYB is out there as well in Dubai. I know that BKFC has something. When is it? Friday? Saturday?
Friday in Delray Beach.
Yeah.
Miami.
Who's fighting? Is that Reggie?
It's Reggie Barnett. Yeah. Dat Nguyen.
No, it's Dat Nguyen. It's not Reggie Barnett.
It's Dat Nguyen fighting.
Yeah, it's Dat Nguyen. It's not Reggie Barnett.
Dat Nguyen. Dat Nguyen's the guy, the name.
I know that. You said Reggie Barnett.
I think it's... Barnett's fighting in...
In Norfolk.
Yeah, he's fighting in his hometown.
Right. Which I kind of want to go to.
Yeah?
I think it'd be cool to go back. I wonder if my car's still there.
Is that where you're stationed?
I was in school there, and I left my car on the side of the road.
How do you do that?
Like, I just walked to the base.
But what's the process? I mean,
I just left it.
Were cars just cheap back then? And you didn't care, didn't have any value. Because if you walk away from a car now, you're gonna have a bank calling like, "Hey, you missed your payment. Like we're gonna repossess it." Like, how do you just leave a car on the side of the road?
Well, first of all, think about it. If a bank is gonna call to repossess it, I'll tell them it's on the side of the road by the scope in Norfolk.
But the cars just like were no big deal back then. Like,
it was a big deal
laying around.
But I was leaving. I was leaving the area, going to my next.
You just left a car on the side of
it. Left a car there, yes.
I just don't understand how this works.
It's a true story.
Well, you did forget the year your kids were born.
I didn't forget. Did you forget the car? First of all, I didn't forget the year they were born.
They made a movie. It's like, dude, where's my car? Like, did you drink too much and forgot where it was?
No, I've never drank too much.
Just.
Well, maybe once. Maybe one time I did.
You just left the car. Just,
what part of that don't you understand?
It just doesn't make any sense. Like, you just stop driving. So you're driving, and then you're just like tired driving. You pull over.
Mm-hmm.
You take the key out of the ignition. You just walk away.
I think I took the license plate. I think I took the license plate off.
I've never heard of anybody doing such a thing.
I don't really care. The truth hurts.
What was the mindset you were in? What was the purpose? Just because you're leaving, didn't anywhere put it? Didn't anywhere store it? Didn't anywhere to sell it? Didn't have time to sell it?
Probably all of that. Didn't care.
Just didn't care. It's like a vehicle. It's transportation.
Well,
people who take the bus would die to have a car, and you just abandoned it.
No, I could tell them. Well, I could tell them. I don't remember where it was.
Did you steal the car? What was it stolen?
No.
Something happened to it and stopped working?
It could have been. I don't remember. I don't remember why I did it.
Man. It just... But yeah, going back to Norfolk would be good to...
Some good seafood restaurants. Seafood buffets. At least I vaguely remember that. Go get on the base. Walk around one of the largest bases in the world.
Can I go on a base with you? Or do you have tour? Like, you're going to give tours or you're allowed to go on base as a civilian?
I believe you could get on with me, yeah.
Because I know at MacDill, if you drive Dale Mabry, you get to the guard shack, and if you don't have a reason to be there, they tell you that you can't go in.
Well, even if you do have a reason, you can't get in.
Yeah,
to a base. I mean, right. You need to be like escorted on.
Right.
You know, Kelly can take you on.
Right.
You know, a retired can take you on. A wounded warrior handicap can take you on. Or just jump the fence. Bring pizzas.
Yeah, if I bring pizzas, I'll certainly open the gate.
Put pizzas on. All right, let's look at Saturday's UFC. Kamaru Usman, Leon Edwards 3, Justin Gaethje, co-main event. We'll talk about that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Statson. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
We're back in Dade City. Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. 8 stages of exciting and hilarious entertainment. Full contact, live armor jousting, mermaids, fairies, pirates, Vikings, and more. Endless shopping at more than 100 different artisan booths. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Family fun for all. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Mark your calendars and get your tickets now at BayAreaRenFest.com.
The Rugged Maniac returns to the Tampa Bay area on April 15th at the Florida State Fairgrounds, and there is still time to register. With over 25 plus obstacles and over a 3.1 mile course that includes a 3-story water slide, all the mud one could possibly want, and tons of epic challenges, get registered today at ruggedmaniac.com. You will receive a sweet race t-shirt, finisher's medal, free photos, 1 free beer, of legal age of course, and will have the time of your life. Register today at ruggedmaniac.com before it sells out.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Matt Millen down in Tampa. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And this is Knockout Radio. You're back.
We are back.
Welcome back to the show, Randy. I was right before the show, right before the break. You know, it would be an interesting YouTube channel to see, like, if you just made a stack of pizzas and just see and record what level of, like, sneakery you could get into. Like, you know, there's people that, like, fake different things to get into, like, Oscars, or they fake to do things like the fake sign language people behind the president. Remember, like,
yeah.
the people, like, do, like, but to see what level you could use, like, you know, the pizza trick of just showing up with a stack of 10 pizzas.
Well, a guy wrote a book about that.
Oh, really?
I vaguely remember that there was a book. It was about a guy who got into Super Bowls and All-Star games and, you know, all sorts of stuff.
I think he did, like, Pepsi, right? Didn't he do, like, crates of Pepsi in a truck or whatever?
I did it for a concert in Norfolk.
Oh, really?
At the Scope. Yep. I was just walking around. I went to go see it. I didn't buy the ticket yet. And I was walking around, and somebody just said, "Hey, are you working the show?" I'm like, "Yeah." All right, come on. And they put me up on, like, a big lamp, big light up in the the top. And, you know, I'm supposed to, like, know where to shine it and stuff. So they let me in, and then I just never went to the post that they thought I was supposed to work at. I never said that's what I was doing.
Right.
And then when I came out of a concert, there was somebody in my car.
The one that you left and abandoned?
Well, I didn't abandon it yet. It was still there. And he asked if I could give him a ride back to the base. Why is that funny?
You got some crazy stories.
And I said no.
Why? You're going back anyway, weren't you?
Did you know the guy?
No.
Neither did I.
You can't be nice and give somebody a ride?
Do you watch NCIS?
No, not back then. Did you, I mean, hitchhiking, like, have you ever picked up a hitchhiker? Have you ever done, helped a stranded motorist? Have you ever done anything?
Have I ever picked up a hitchhiker? I've hitchhiked.
Okay.
I remember doing that. My dad told me a story.
Really?
How about this one? I know this is not sports related, but he hitchhiked maybe 60s, maybe 50s, whatever. And he gets in the car, and the driver locked the doors as soon as he got in.
Whoa.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Wow.
I don't know if I've ever picked up a hitchhiker before. I don't know.
Do you stop and have a train of motorists?
There's a great country song about that. A great country song.
What's that?
I don't remember the name of it, but it's about a guy who picks up a battered female. And she gets in the truck, and they talk about it. And he goes, well, where is the guy? And he drives to the trailer of the guy who's been abusing this female, breaks down the door, and kills him. Mm. And the best part of the whole song is that, you know, he knows he's going to live the rest of his life, blah, blah, blah. And that's still better than the place that he sent him.
Wow.
Because he killed him.
Wow.
But, yeah, I mean, I've stopped and helped. I don't know if I'm going to, back then or now, pick up somebody and put them in my car, even though we do that with Lyft and Uber.
Yeah, right. I mean, like,
we were always told, don't get in a stranger's car.
Right. Now we order it on an app.
Right.
But, hey, can you take me to the airport?
But how different is that? You know, from getting in a taxi. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
When we went on a cruise out of New York, we got out, we ordered an Uber, and all these drivers are there trying to get, you know, I don't feel safe getting in an Uber, and I'm safe. You think I'm going to get in somebody, you know, who's not documented Uber-wise? Yeah. I don't care if they're documented otherwise, whether they're vaccinated, any of that stuff. But at least when you order it from the Uber, they know that you're in that car.
Right.
They know who's supposed to be driving that car.
Right.
Doesn't mean that person is.
Sure.
You know? So. Did you pull up this weekend?
No.
Have you done anything yet?
No. Well, I'm looking at the NCAA brackets because it's the greatest sporting event of all time.
Well, you wouldn't know. You're not going.
We haven't determined that yet.
Well, I have.
No, you have not.
I have determined it. I'm going tomorrow to Orlando.
You know what's crazy as you get older? Like, I used to love basketball. Love it. I used to take off. When I worked, you know, retail jobs, I always scheduled off the Wednesday or the Thursday and Friday of the tournament just to watch all the games. It was like a marathon, you know.
It still is a marathon.
I know. But now, like, I don't think I've actually watched the NCAA Final Four. And I don't even think I watched a tournament in the last 10 years.
So you believe it's the greatest sport tournament, but you haven't watched it.
I just do that to rile you up.
At least I watch year in and year out the wrestling tournament. It's fun to watch. It's short. It's quick. You can't get bored. Basketball games get boring.
I do. And I wish the basketball was like the NFL in a way, because, like, you know, like they don't take
the hard to bounce.
Well, they don't take the young players. You know, like the NFL. College, you got to play a couple of years before you can go to the pro league. Basketball, they can draft you out of high school and bypass the whole college year. So I don't think
that's true.
LeBron James went straight from high school to the pros.
Yeah, and then they made changes. But now I think you have to play at least a year.
Yeah, but it's still not the same. Like your fourth year is like, you know, back when the Fab Five, the Michigan Wolverines, like, you know, when you had guys that
were. Time
out.
Hold on.
That's going to cost you. I like the tournaments back then better, back when they were, you know, older, and you'd see them progress from freshman year, a diaper dandy, you know, a Dick Vitale special, all the way up to their senior year to when they became a champion. You know, I like that storyline. I thought it was great. Now it's like free agency. They're there for 1 year and then gone.
True.
There's a whole new team. Then the coaches get traded because they got a $5 million bonus to go somewhere else.
But that's everything. That's football.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's basketball.
But they're just taking the fun out of the sport. Like, they take the love out.
Hold on a second. It's not fun.
Because
it's a business.
Nah, it's a business now, but it was passion back then. Those kids played their hearts out because they weren't getting paid. There was no NIL contract. They were playing to make it to a pro team.
Yeah, you believe what you want.
They put their heart and soul into it. They're willing to blow out their knee in the final game to get to that next level, to hopefully make a dream come true. You know, now they're getting paid in high school because of contracts and NIL deals, and, you know.
I'm not arguing with you.
I think the passion's gone.
I think the passion's still there. Now, it may be changed. The passion's now for the money, maybe not the sport. But, you know, back to Nunez leaving. It's a job. These players, whether it's in college, they'll leave. You know, and they should be able to leave if a coach leaves. Why can't they leave? They're not tied to, and they shouldn't be. It's a job. College is a job. Pros is a job. And they're going to pack up and leave just as easy as they're going to re-sign.
Do you have a favorite college basketball team?
No.
Nothing.
How long have you known me?
I'm just asking.
I don't have a favorite anything.
Nothing?
No.
There's not a team you like would like to see win the championship?
In college?
Yeah.
No.
Nothing.
Don't care.
Not one.
Not one.
None.
I don't care. Football-wise, honestly, don't care.
Really?
If Cincinnati can win a Super Bowl while Alex Kappa is there, I would love that.
Okay.
When Alex is no longer a Cincinnati Bengal, don't care. Don't care. In 02, I cared.
Did you used to care before you got in the media?
Well, I've been in the media since I've been out of the military.
I mean, did it just ruin your love for like the competitiveness or the sport?
First of all, there was never a love.
For media?
Yeah, no. For sports? It's never been like that because I've always been around it. You know, as a teenager, I worked for the Cardinals. I've always been around it. I was always a closet Oakland Raider fan, even though the Las Vegas Raiders, the L.A. Raiders are different. The Oakland Raiders, you know, the silver and black, the I'll punch you in the mouth and not think twice about it. I always liked that.
Okay.
Raiders are a little different. Raiders picked up Garoppolo.
Yeah, they're going to pay him pretty well, aren't they?
They're going to pay him well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, so I've never really had a favorite team per se. Probably the closest team that I would ever say is my favorite would be the Phillies.
Oh, okay. Because
I'm not even a big fan of the Cardinals anymore.
Because they're local?
Not because they're local, because I was born there.
Idiot. I was trying to avoid that.
I know.
But, yes.
My son was a bat boy for the Phillies with Larry Boa. Still got photos of that.
Greatest fan, fanatic, or the greatest
Philly
mascot?
Fanatic. Greatest mascot.
Of all time.
I tried to tell the Phoenix Gorilla that. As 8-Man Strong was taking a picture with him, he wasn't overly happy with me. Wow. The gorilla.
Yeah.
Because the gorilla thinks he's the best. There was the San Diego Chicken. There was the Philly Fanatic.
Yeah. The San Diego Chicken's pretty up there, though.
He was pretty up there.
He was pretty big.
But the Fanatic was the Fanatic. Good stuff with the Philly Fanatic, for sure. What's your favorite? Now, I'm going to pretend like I care. What's your favorite?
Basketball?
I don't care.
I'm going to go Purdue Boilermakers. Just always a Purdue fan.
You're always trying to kiss up to Mike Allstott.
I mean, you're in good hands with Allstott.
You are.
And you're in good hands on Monday with Allstott.
I didn't even think about it. I said, yeah, we need to go talk to, I forget who the first person was, and Brooks and Dunn. You know, that's a country group, Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah.
It just came out, and it was like, I can't believe I just said Brooks and Dunn.
Derek Brooks and Warg Dunn.
You're all right.
On the golf course together.
WD-40. That's what the running backs were called back in the day.
Yeah.
Warg Dunn and Allstott. It was kind of a corny but cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of cool, we're going to hit this break.
Okay.
And then when we come back.
UFC 268.
Well, we'll talk about that after we talk with
284.
Your lead singer, the original member of Blue Oyster Cult, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Sergeant.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Sean Salisbury with ESPN, talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
We're back in Dade City. Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. 8 stages of exciting and hilarious entertainment. Full contact, live armored jousting, mermaids, fairies, pirates, Vikings, and more. Endless shopping at more than 100 different artisan booths. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Family fun for all. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Mark your calendars and get your tickets now at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-727-727.
522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
The Rugged Maniac returns to the Tampa Bay area on April 15th at the Florida State Fairgrounds, and there is still time to register. With over 25-plus obstacles and over a 3.1-mile course that includes a 3-story water slide, all the mud one could possibly want, and tons of epic challenges, get registered today at ruggedmaniac.com. You will receive a sweet race t-shirt, finisher's medal, free photos, one free beer, of legal age, of course, and will have the time of your life. Register today at ruggedmaniac.com before it sells out. Skunk Ape Electronics is just amazing. Get connected through music with Skunk Ape Electronics. Custom boomboxes, veteran-owned and operated, and American-made. Go to skunkapeelectronics.com and change the way you listen to music. Get 10% off your first purchase when you sign up for our newsletter. Stop by any Knockout Radio broadcast and check out what they use from Skunk Ape Electronics. Amazing. Just amazing.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Allstadt from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Yeah, baby. They are doing a good job. So, big UFC this weekend. Does the number one pound for pound regain his title? But speaking of pound for pound, let's welcome to the show Blue Oyster Cult coming this Sunday and Monday to the Epcot Flower and Garden Festival Garden Rock Series with three shows each day at 5:30, 6:45, and 8. I'm very excited to welcome to the show Buck Dharma. Buck, how you doing?
I am good. I'm good, Randy.
Awesome. I'm curious, have you played Epcot before?
Never.
Have you played festivals like this where you're able to, you know, get out, walk around, enjoy, whether it's Disney or Universal or whatever?
No, never played a theme park before.
Will you get out and check it out, or is it straight business, go do the shows and go back and go to sleep and then fly home?
No, actually, this is going to be a family outing for me and my children and grandchildren.
Oh, very cool. Do you already have it mapped out what rides and where you're going to go?
No, but that'll happen.
It'll fall into place then.
So Buck, we're a primarily combat sports show. Are you a big fan of UFC or combat sports? You watch boxing or any combat?
Or sports in general?
Not so much.
Well, the reason I was going to ask is because we had Henry Cejudo, you know, and he goes by the triple champ, and he's going to call himself C4 if he wins his next competition. And, you know, we asked who gave him the nickname, and he said his credentials did. So I was just curious on how you got your nickname, you know, Buck Dharma, and how that came about.
Way back in the beginning, we all considered, you know, taking stage names, and among the band members, I was the only guy to do it.
And it stuck, you know, obviously. But do you enjoy, have you done, like, three mini concerts like you're going to do on Sunday and Monday? Have you done anything like that before?
No, generally we play a two-hour show, hour and a half, and 120, so it's an experience.
I went on Monday and I saw them, and I kind of liked it. You know, it's 6-7 songs. You enjoy it. Then they clear everybody out. You get back in line. You come back and watch it again. So I'm curious, will it be the same three sets? Will you do different songs on each set? What is the plan?
Well, of course, We have to do the hit songs, and we'll do those every time, and then we'll add a couple of more around it.
What's it like when you perform? You know, really any of the songs, but obviously everybody knows Don't Fear the Reaper, Godzilla, Burning for You. What's it like when you look out to the crowd and they're singing it along, they know every word, and enjoying everything that you guys are doing on stage?
Well, that's cool. You know, it's weird when you see, you know, the young people do it, you know, because the original fans of the band now are probably they can have like one or two generations of offspring.
I was going to say recently, it's been a long time now from the Saturday Night Live skit with the More Cowbell. How did that whole thing play out, and did you guys have any say in that?
No, that was a surprise.
And I know the Rays did the same thing. They were doing something, you know, with the song as well, and I was always very vocal about how do they not have you come out and do something, you know, while you were living in the Tampa Bay area.
Yeah, well, I you know, I did it at the ball game when they were in the series. That was cool.
Well, you could have been, you know, like they have the same person. Not that you want to be there every single game, especially 82 games. But, you know, you should have been like a major feature there. So what can the fans expect, you know, when you get out to Epcot, you know, on Sunday and Monday? What should we all be looking forward to?
It's going to be a great time, and I think people are surprised that we're as good as we are.
I think they know how good you are. Come on. Well, we're looking forward to it. I know that it's Sunday and Monday, and as a Pixie Dusk pass holder, that's us people that can only go Monday through Friday. We can't go on the weekend. I appreciate that you're having a show on Sunday and Monday. Three shows Sunday, three shows Monday. I can't wait to see you out there on stage, Buck.
Okay, well, it's great. Great talking to you, and looking forward to getting back to FLA there.
We appreciate your time. I know you have. We have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong for you and your family. Wear it in good health and have fun when you get back to what we're going to call home, FLA, when you get down there this weekend.
Okay.
Take care. Thank you, sir. Buck Dharma from the legendary, and you know I don't like that word.
Legendary band.
I do not like the word legendary because people overuse it. Blue Oyster Cult, legendary. I met him at a charity event. It was a golf tournament, and I don't remember if it was Robin Zander's tournament or Mike Allstott's tournament. I know they both were there.
Yeah.
So I remember meeting them there, and it's cool. Again, legendary songs.
Is Cheap Trick coming to town soon?
I think they were just here.
They were just here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you get the call?
No.
Okay.
I didn't get the call.
Well, see?
I'm not in the circle of trust anymore, Randall.
First of all, you're falling further and further out of trust. When you use names that are not acceptable.
offensive names.
You know, I almost didn't go in the military. True story. You know, and again, let me say something before I tell you this story. I've never embellished a story, okay? I say what I believe. It may not be the truth,
okay.
You know, but I believe this. So when I tell something that happened to me personally, these things happened.
Okay.
I'm not making this stuff up. So I get a phone call out of the clear blue, a recruiter. From the Navy. I'm thinking, why am I getting a call from the Navy? Well, your billet came open. You know, we know how much you wanted to. I didn't want to go in the military. It never crossed my mind at the time.
Okay.
So he said, air traffic controller billet opened up, blah, 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 blah. You need to come down and get it before it disappears. Me, like a clown, I run down there, right? So I talked to him. Okay, fine. Take a train to Miami. They're going to do all the paperwork. What's your name? I told him my name. My name's Randy Harris. No, it's not. I go, what do you mean, no, it's not? Well, we need your legal name.
Right.
For all of the paperwork, we need your legal name. It's Randolph, right? I said, no. Well, it's Randall. No. What's your legal name? And now I'm starting to get, you know, agitated. Yeah.
Right.
My name is Randy. I almost told him to give me a ticket back on the train. I'm going home.
Really?
It's not my name. I mean, if it was my name and I didn't like it, that'd be one thing.
Is that back when the phones were corded and, you know, people were free?
Say that what?
Is that back when the phones had cords? You're like, you know, you had to be in the house, like, and it was anchored to a wall, and, like, the phone would ring, and you would go to that phone.
Yes.
And you were free, but now phones have no cords. Now we're all
connected. This is the devil. Yeah. This is the water boy
now
says
we're all
this.
Connected, right?
Okay. You know, well, you know, it's funny because I was talking to some guys out at the Valspar, you know, on Monday when I went out there to cover the Valspar on Monday.
Yeah, I know you're there. I saw pictures of Steve Lene in the cup.
And I said how this is the devil. You know, you can't be trusted, even when you are trusted. I'm choking myself up. You can't trust people. Look at what happened with the Lakers. Two teammates, one guy taped. Legendary story, and I've told it, with Rico Rodriguez. Had nothing to do with the phone, but, you know, one of these websites contacted Rico Rodriguez, offering him a buttload of money for a photo of his best friend's child. The first photo from his best friend's wife, and he refused. And according to what I was told, they told him, you can always get another best friend.
It's true.
Well,
best friends are easier to find than co-host.
No, co-hosts are pretty easy.
Nah, not good ones.
Well, I'm still looking. I'm trying. You know, sooner or later, I may get lucky. So I almost got on a train and came back and didn't go in the military.
Wow.
Because they wouldn't comprehend that that's my name.
So what year was that?
None of your business.
You don't remember, like, your kid's birthday year?
It's really none of your business when
I was. Well, I'm just trying to figure out what year was it people would actually get on a train and go to Miami. Like, well, obviously.
They still may.
Obviously, you didn't have a car anymore, right?
Like, well, no, it wasn't yet. So, I would have gone down there, I believe it would have been August of that year, and I would have had that car November.
Okay.
Ish.
So you couldn't recruit and just go into the military from Tampa Bay at the time? Like, you had to go down to Miami?
I don't run the military.
How does it work? I don't know anything about it.
Obviously, neither do I.
If you get drafted, or you go, or you draft?
There is no draft, no.
Because the NFL still drafts.
I think they should have a draft.
Yeah.
I think everybody should go in.
Automatically?
Yeah, male, female.
A lot of countries do. They have two-year.
South Korea?
I think Italy has a two-year mandatory.
I think Israel does. You know, some UFC fighters had to leave.
Oh, really?
You know, which is whatever.
Oh,
I mean, look at, you know, plenty of athletes. It was a draft, but because it was a war. I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I don't think, honestly, I don't think going in the military changed me. I really don't. But it can break you, too. I know people that, you know, got broken with the mind games. And anybody that's listening to this show or knows me, you can't play mind games with me. I don't have a mind. So it's not going to affect me.
Sure.
You know, they get me screwed. The funniest thing ever was boot camp. Hilarious. So it's a day, 1 5-day, 2 5-day. It's 5 is the fifth day of the week, so that would have been Friday. And I don't remember what week. And what they do is they come in and inspect you.
Okay.
So you're all standing there, the attention and all that crap. And they're going through your locker. And I was like an officer of the platoon. So I was all the way down at the end by the front door. The guy next to me, in the rack next to me, so there's two, you know, everybody's in these bunk beds. Bunk beds. The guy finds the officer that's going through and doing the inspection, finds a $5 bill in the locker of the kid next to me.
Okay.
And then rips the guy. Now the guy's breaking down. He's, you don't be an idiot. They put it in there. You know you didn't do it. Kind of more, you know what I'm saying? So then they go all up the one row, down the next row, and they get to the head recruit, whoever he was. I don't remember his name. And they, you know, screaming, just like you've seen in the movies. What are you looking at? And so this is the head recruit. Like, he's in charge. He was one. I think I was two or three. What are you looking at? The guy goes, nothing. What do you think the officer came back with?
I'm nothing.
Yeah. You call me nothing.
Call me nothing.
Drop and give me 50 or whatever. Right. It's all mind games. And when you play the, okay, sure, whatever.
You don't think that gave you an advantage, like getting out in the civilian world? Like, you know, like,
no.
Could we have that mental toughness to have?
Well, honestly, I don't think the military gave me the mental toughness.
Really?
I mean, yeah, I just think that's me. You know, I mean, that was my upbringing. That was.
Gave you responsibilities, gave you.
Right, but I had all that. You know, these young kids, except for this young 42-year-old, really 12-year-old that's sitting across from us, you know, back in the day when I was younger. You know, you're still entitled. I get that. But, you know, if I wanted something, go get it. Go earn it. You know, that's Mark Cuban. I swept gutters. I mowed yards. I had every job imaginable in the mall in Pinellas Park.
Is there any job that you wouldn't do?
No. How badly did I want something? Now, I may not stay there. I worked for UPS for 3 hours. Worst job ever.
3 hours?
Yeah. Well, I did one shift and then never went back.
What did you do? Like the
empty the truck.
You were a thrower?
No, not the thrower.
Wow.
You empty the truck.
Okay. So
any idea how you... This is how I was taught, when I was taught years ago, how you empty the truck. Don't ever ship with anybody. Hand deliver stuff. So this is a monster truck. They time you.
Okay.
You have to unload that huge semi in X amount of minutes.
The brown truck.
The brown... Well, no. It was the brown truck. These are the semis.
You said UPS.
These are the semis.
Oh, the semis.
Right. I unloaded the semi that then loaded the trucks, you know, that went out.
Okay.
You go and you go to the... This was back then, just in case they've changed it.
Okay, right. Got it.
You don't start at the top and work your way down. Let's just say that.
Right. Of course. And anything.
You start at the bottom.
All right, I'm still at the bottom of this network.
And you always will be.
Well, somebody's got to anchor it.
You pull the bottom one, they all fall down. You then put logos up, and that's how you unloaded it. So that lasted one night.
Really?
I went in at like four to seven, four to eight, something like that.
Any AC in that warehouse?
I don't remember where I parked my car. How am I going to remember if there was air conditioning back then?
Was there air conditioning in the car that you abandoned?
That's the only car that I know of. Let me think.
So the UPS, was that your worst job you ever had then? Is that the worst thing you've ever done for a paycheck or for a career?
No. The worst thing I ever did was when I, before I went in the military, I ran out to go meet this girl in Texas. I knocked on her door. I've told you this story. She invited me out. I knocked on the door. She opened the door and she goes, "What are you doing here?"
What?
So now I'm stuck in Belton, Texas. I had to get some really crappy jobs to make enough money to come back home. And my dad had a friend that was in construction. Anything in construction is not good. This was my job. The guy goes, "Listen, I'm just trying to help you out. Go sit on the roof until the day's over." I would sit on a roof for 6 hours.
Wow.
That was bad.
In the Texas sun?
No, this was when I came back to Florida. Okay. Yeah. Or I hid in the trailer. Or, you know, yeah, that was pretty bad. All right, let's go hit our final break of the afternoon, and then this shenanigans is over. We do have a couple questions for Caleb. We'll get to that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Son. We'll be right back. All of
times this is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Chris Sims from the Tampa Bay Bucks, and you're talking with Randy Harris, baby.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Matt Liner, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. Final couple minutes, and then another week of vacation. It's a vacation when I leave here.
I'm going to watch NCAA basketball.
I revoked your credential.
No way. Can't revoke it?
Well, I forgot. I forgot that.
Last time I got a credential from the Magic organization, it had my name and your picture.
Yeah.
So, either way, I'm getting in. I'm bringing pizzas and your ID.
Well, this isn't Magic. This is straight NCAA.
It's the same building.
No, it is the same building.
So, they'd be the same people. They're like, "I know you, Randy."
Then there's a soccer game going on Saturday night.
Oh, really?
As well as you know, it'll be round two in Orlando. You know how packed that whole area is.
Major League Soccer? Is that the MLS?
That would be, yes.
Orlando City?
Is that what they're called, Orlando City?
So it's, you know, it's funny.
It's not.
We have a new babysitter. My wife and I found a girl. She lives local.
You don't do anything. So, why do you need a babysitter?
Well, when I'm on the radio, I can't raise my kids. I'm a professional journalist, and it takes me all over the country and traveling and covering events.
My God.
And so it turns out her brother plays for Orlando City. He's actually a player on the team. So.
Actually a player? Now, is he on the team or does he play?
He's on the play. He plays.
He's on the play?
He's on the
play. He's on the pitch?
He's on the pitch.
He plays on the pitch?
So if you want to get access to Orlando City, I can probably finagle some tickets, bring up some pizzas, and bring the babysitter with us.
Well, we already have tickets. Tickets were available on VetTix.
Ah.
Orlando City is on VetTix a lot.
How do I get an account on VetTix?
Maybe be a veteran.
Well, I could take a train down to Miami. And
you couldn't last. You wouldn't last boot camp.
Yeah. I mean, because I would be like, can you give me something challenging? Like, this workout's a whack.
What's workout?
Yeah, like, see, what I do on my truck. See, I'm a professional bodybuilder. I wouldn't last 2 seconds in that boring boot camp. Like, oh, I wouldn't even give my heart rate up.
But that's nothing to do with that.
I'm too conditioned.
What the hell are you talking
about?
Like
the Navy
about?
SEALs? Like, all they do is, like, roll around in sand on the beach.
Oh, now you're going to rip Navy SEALs?
No, I didn't rip them. I'm just saying they're just getting sandy on the beach. I get it. Buds training.
All right, how about we do something?
Let's do a buds training.
Let's do something.
Let's do it.
We will set up a Navy SEAL tryout.
Let's do it.
Not even workout.
Let's go to San Diego.
A tryout.
Go.
And
buds training.
What do you want if you survive?
VetTix. I want to count the VetTix.
You can't because you're not
citizenship.
A veteran.
I want dual citizenship to another country.
Yeah, a veteran. I'm sure you are.
And I want that American flag jacket.
I really look forward to 401 every Wednesday.
How about that American flag jacket?
Going 7 days without having to see you is
just see me tomorrow at the basketball game.
Well,
I'm driving.
Well, I'm not driving with you.
Bring a pizza.
I guarantee you won't be there.
But I do the military style boot camp. I've survived that. I get that jacket.
There's zero chance you can survive.
That's an amazing jacket.
It is.
It'll look great on me.
There is a 0% chance.
Do they make it in a men's size?
There is a 0% chance you would pass.
I would survive a boot camp.
Hold on a second. You didn't say boot camp. You said SEAL training.
Well, I do SEAL training too.
Because it's two entirely different things.
Yeah. Well, the Navy SEAL that I ran through my the one who wrote the curriculum for BUDS out in San Diego, I broke him on my truck.
You're an idiot.
I broke him on my truck. I drove my GNAT down to Miami, and I broke him. He tapped out.
Yeah, okay.
I tapped him out. I was there. I got three witnesses.
Could I get sued for calling you a liar?
That's a true story.
I don't believe you.
I drove my truck down to, what's the school?
I don't believe you.
What's the school with the Sandy Hook or that shooting happened down in Stoneless Douglas? It was in the same parking lot at the fields, and I brought my truck down.
Hold on a second.
I conducted the train.
A, I think you're full of crap.
It's true.
Hold on, I'm going to turn your mic off.
Okay.
One, you're full of crap. Two, that doesn't change what you've already said you can do. It has nothing to do with if, in fact, that happened.
I can do more than what he did, and he tapped out. I'm already more conditioned than that.
I'm telling you there is zero chance that you are going to walk out there and pass a Navy SEAL training. Zero.
Okay.
We can set it up.
We can set it up.
Well, but what's in it for me? What's in it for us?
What do you want?
Well, I don't know if you have anything I want.
Well, I have two daughters. The dates they were born are still fresh in the memory. You can start over.
I got to be honest with you. I love them both, but I don't want them.
You write 2010, 2012. You'll know what years they were born.
I love them to death, but no, I don't want them.
All right. Well, I'll give you what do you want?
There's literally nothing you have that's worth me spending my time setting this up for you to be embarrassed.
I've got two 11-foot bingo boards. I've got veteran friends. You got the Globetrotter. I had a gold Globetrotters ball. I got an autograph Globetrotter by Curly. Maybe you heard of him?
I knew Kirby.
So I got a Globetrotter ball.
I had a very good friend of mine that was one of the captains of the Harlem Globetrotters, Billy Ray Hobley. And I just saw Lifford when I covered the Super Bowl. I saw Liffert at the Taste of the NFL again. We saw him in Miami. You were there when we saw him in Miami. And then I saw him, and we were talking. Billy Ray traveled the world with the Harlem Globetrotters. He would mail me postcards, and I still have them, from all over the world. You know what it said on the postcard? Nothing.
Are you calling me nothing?
They were blank postcards. Nothing. It didn't even say it was from him. So at first I didn't know. And then, you know, he came back, hey, did you get the card from wherever it was? And he would just, hey, I'm thinking of you. So he would send a postcard and it would have the stamp from wherever it was. But, you know, and everyone had these different gimmicks. And Billy Ray would wear a headband around his neck. And then his gimmick was he would take it off and give it to a kid or give it to somebody. What a super dude. Dude was good. And he was the one that, you know, nobody really understands the Harlem Globetrotters and what it was, what it is, and who plays on the Harlem Globetrotters. And he told me that he could have played in the NBA. All these players could have played in the NBA.
I believe it.
They didn't want it. They traveled the world.
Yeah.
They made great money. They were ambassadors.
And entertained.
They hated the Washington Generals. You know, so it was all... But, you know, I never thought that. I thought, well, maybe these were really good basketball players that just never got drafted, never wanted to go that route. He's like, no, we chose. It's kind of like Oscar Schmidt, who chose not to go to the NBA. So, I know we only have another...
I know Kareem Abdul-Jabbar just...
You know him personally?
He just sold his...
he did.
His estate, or his
memorabilia.
Memorabilia, gave $4 million for charity. Huh? $4.1 million, so... But yeah, I mean, so the question is, every time you got a postcard or nothing, did you drop down and give 10 push-ups?
No.
What did you say, nothing? You're talking about nothing, boy?
Don't call me boy.
Sir?
Baker Mayfield, your new starting quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. How about that?
Love it.
Give me
Usman, your future champ of the UFC.
And again, now does he bounce right back up? Does he go to four? Does he go to two? Does he, you know, he was one, freak thing, now drops him below. I still say this whole, and I'm going to be careful because I don't want to.
Right.
The rankings is a joke.
Yeah.
The people who are doing it, I think, are picking it out of a shoebox. You have Israel above Alex, where Alex beat him.
Right.
Right? But you have Leon Edwards, who was getting the snot kicked out of him, until the fifth round with a minute and a half left, whatever, whatever. He beat him. And I'm okay, and I'll argue with, because I argued with Gerald McCoy on the show, you know, that Giuliani should be ranked above Amanda because she beat him. She beat her.
I think if you have the belt, you should automatically be above anybody in the division.
And he's like, well, who won last year's national championship? I'm like, what does that have to do with today?
Kansas.
Well, I wouldn't even know. But I'm okay. If whoever won, I would be okay if Leon Edwards was ranked above Usman, if Alex was ranked above Israel. But they're not. So if you're saying that Israel is still a better fighter than the guy who's now beat him three times, don't tell me. I don't think there's anyone not named Leon Edwards who believes Leon Edwards is a better fighter than Kamaru Usman.
It's true. We're about to find out. And if it's not, then we're all going to be like, wow.
Well, again,
Leon is the real deal.
Again, there is no we. I will eat crow if Leon Edwards defeats Kamaru Usman on Saturday night.
That's
don't think it's going to happen. And I normally don't make those predictions and such.
That's why they play the game. Just find out.
That's true.
The only way to find out is to find out.
Did you see the Rays had a spring training game and six people were there?
Really?
Yeah. It was Kelly. It was Robert and four other people.
Why is attendance up this year?
Yeah, because Kelly and Robert went there. I will have some tickets to give away from Mark Ferguson at Ferg's.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, he has always given me tickets to give away.
Man, I remember Ferg's was like the first guy that got into Bitcoin when it first came out.
But
like,
did he get out in time?
I don't know. But if he stayed in, you know, he was the first guy I even heard about Bitcoin from. And but he's always doing innovative stuff.
He is. There.
He's always on the forefront of any new technology.
He's a worker.
He's awesome, man. Mark's the great guy.
You know, I'm sure you wished you had workers like Mark here.
Yes. That would just show up. Not sleep on the job.
Well, that's you.
Oh, wait. Dang. Talking about myself.
You're the only one who put an apartment in above your location just so you can slack off. Who's Gaethje fighting? And who do you think wins that one?
For real?
Yeah, I just wanted you to say his name. That's all.
Favre?
No, Brett Favre is retired. He has his own problems.
Oh, dang it. I don't know his name.
Okay. All right. With that said, we are out of time. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank Steve for everything that he's doing. There'll be some of our video of Henry Cejudo from Super Bowl Radio Row in the lead up to his title fight. And I'm sure they'll use the clip about his nickname, where it came from, all that kind of stuff. So good stuff coming in the future for this half of Knockout Radio. And Steve busting down and taking some hobwash out of those interviews, thanks to the other half. At least I called you a half this time.
The abuse I take on this show feels like boot camp.
Yeah. All right. Until next week, everybody. I'm headed to the NCAA games tomorrow. We're headed to Valspar on Friday. I'll be at the Bay Area Renaissance on Sunday. I'll be with Darius Rucker on Saturday. A lot of good stuff coming up this week. Hit me up if you choose on Twitter at Knockout Radio. Website is up, knockoutradio.com. We are sponsored by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. See everybody next week.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.